Conservatives react to Facebook blacklisting of Paul Joseph Watson, others. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 3, 2019. Conservatives took to social media to defend several prominent personalities who were labeled dangerous and permanently banned on Facebook and Instagram. The recent blacklisting signified what many conservatives described as an advancing normality of censorship perpetrated by Silicon Valley overlords. The purposeful and calculated silencing of conservatives by Facebook and the rest of the big tech monopoly men should terrify everyone, tweeted Donald Trump Jr. It appears they're taking their censorship campaign to the next level. Ask yourself, how long before they come to purge you? We must fight back. The who cares if wackos get banned from Facebook are the same suck-ups who thought the Covington kid smirked and Kavanaugh shouldn't be on SCOTUS if Ford was telling the truth. They think they'll be eaten last. They won't, said political commentator Julie Kelly. Same loser conservative incorporated that has ignored leftist tyranny on campus. In corporate boardrooms, in major media outlets. In Hollywood, added Kelly, bumper sticker platitudes that have no attachment to reality or a realization what's at stake. Others expressed their opinions about Facebook's censorship. Many conservatives had also shared their thoughts about the banning of one personality in particular. YouTube star Paul Joseph Watson, who still has an account on Twitter at @PrisonPlanet. Watson says that he was banned despite never once having received a notice for violating Facebook or Instagram's terms of service. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @RMastrangelo and on Instagram.